Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Aretha.
What you want?
Bringing us back.
Baby,
the indomitable Aretha. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Pretty indomitable myself. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. I encourage you to go there and learn more about it. You can at ageofthecustomer.com, you can read or watch or listen to all about what I've said and what other people said, and you can buy the book there, too. Robert Brands is our guest. Robert Brands is the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. He's an award-winning innovation writer. Innovation Excellence magazine called him the number one. His most recent article, the number one article on innovation of last year. And he's one of the top innovation bloggers of across the galaxy, folks. And he's helping us talk about the new product development innovation, Robert. And we're down to the point where we've said, okay, it's gone through the gauntlet. We've dropped it through the screens. It's made the test. And this is what we have. We like it. We're gonna go to market with it, right?
Yeah, and first of all, I really would encourage your listeners to check out the article and see all the points, because we didn't have enough time to cover them all.
Right.
But so going through this whole process, ultimately we get to commercialization, and it's very key to stay on top of things, because even at a commercialization, which is an exciting time when the PR is rolling out and the products are starting to go through the distribution pipeline and starting to get sold. You cannot be dormant. You cannot sit back and say, "Hey, we're all set." You got to refresh your ads and your message, fine tune it, and even perfect pricing at that late stage. Price elasticity, which really means if you lower your price, you'll get more volume, most likely, or you need to really find the sweet spot on pricing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong making those tweaks as you launch. And it's an exciting time.
In the pricing, though, you also have to also have to realize that when you're pricing things, you got to decide what you're trying to do with this pricing. Is this pricing intended to help you sell more products? Is it intended to help you build a quality image of your brand, a premium image of your brand? There's a lot of a stake in pricing, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, and market share is great, but it's ultimately for everybody all about profitable growth.
Yep.
Because profitable growth will be able, exactly, it will be able to fuel and fund your future innovation, your future growth. So don't just go for market share, go for profitable growth and price it right so you can get the optimal volume and mix. But ultimately, the last step in this whole thing is really the post-launch review, and that's one of the best practices that actually StageGate International came out with and added to their new product development process. And people often forget it, because you need to look back and say, "Hey, next time I have a new product or service, what can I do to introduce faster?"
Mm-hmm.
And this was this whole issue you and I talked about: the speed of the market and speed of life cycles. They are becoming shorter and shorter. So see what you can do to improve the speed of getting to launch, and just overall, how well has the product done?
Well,
how well was it received?
And somewhere along the lines, you talked to certain people, and they didn't contribute. Don't talk to those people anymore. You talk to other people; they were very helpful. Use those people again. Vendors, people who you counted on to help you with prototypes or whatever it may be. Make sure you make a note of the ones who were helpful and the ones who weren't, and that way you cut those steps out next time.
Absolutely, and I think you will appreciate this too, Jim, is that when you're in the middle of this process, the post-launch review, you will get so many new ideas in the discussions that you have about the products and services, in everything that you're experiencing and getting the word out. You'll run into new things that will give you new thoughts, to really either write the next book or provide the next service or bring the next product that the consumer really wants to buy. So we talked about this a month ago. It's so key to keep your innovation kicked off, going, boosting all through 2014 because it's absolutely key. And your listeners especially, they're the drivers of the economy as a whole, as far as I'm concerned. All the little small mom-and-pop stores
right.
and small
That's
businesses.
Exactly right. Yeah. Go ahead, Robert. Finish
yeah,
up.
So innovate, because if you don't innovate, you will die. And check out the article. Just put in 8 steps in the search site on innovationcoach.com and or check out the book, robertsrulesofinnovation.com.
And all that's right there. Robert, hey, good job today. Come back again soon.
I'm happy to, Jim, and have a great week.
You too, and congratulations on the recognition. Well deserved.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. We got a lot more to learn from Robert. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.